Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Than a month here.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny's Rod, and Nolan McGraw. We'll hear from him coming up in a few minutes. A couple of retirements today in the world of sports. NFL, Shaquille Leonard. Remember him?
Yeah.
All-pro linebacker for the Colts, third-round pick in 2018, three-time All-Pro. Back injuries proved to be too much for him to overcome, so at the age of 30, Shaquille Leonard is going to retire from the National Football League, where unheralded, coming out of South Carolina State, became arguably the best inside linebacker in football for a couple of years, and then, you know, once the injury bug gets you 30 years old, young age to retire, but, you know, for a brief period of time, he was really good at what he did, if not the best at what he did. So we wish him the best. Baseball, Brian Snicker, retiring as manager of the Braves, which has been long rumored. 69 years old, led the Braves to the 2021 World Series Championship, like the Orioles, decimated by injuries here in 2025. For instance, they started the season without Spencer Strider, who was coming back from Tommy John surgery. But their entire five-man rotation coming out of spring training landed on the 60-day DL before the season ended. And like the Orioles, they had some underperformers, and Acuna was coming back from an injury. But Brian Snicker, 69 years old, will move into an advisory capacity for the Atlanta Braves, and we'll talk about this with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, because we were talking about this yesterday with Mike Exisa. Orioles job's very attractive. The Braves will be as well. So just follow that one in the offseason. Benching in Cleveland, Joe Flacco, he's pined for Dylan Gabriel. They're in London taking on the Vikings this Sunday.
Yeah, and That's gonna be a tough matchup for Gabriel. He's gonna have a rough go at it, I would imagine.
Baseball playoffs yesterday, wild card round started. First game. Well, the first few innings was going on as we were on the air. Like game two is gonna be coming up today at 1 o'clock. Detroit against Cleveland. And Tarek Skubal doing Tarek Skubal stuff in a big situation.
Oh, that's 101.
You can throw any pitch you want right now.
And he did. Noel just completely overmatched.
That's ESPN on the call. Tarek Skubal, 7 2/3, 3 hits, a run, where Cleveland eked one out to tie it at 1. 14 Ks as the Tigers edged the Guardians 2-1. Cleveland had a guy on third, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, couldn't get him home. The sad part is Gavin Williams pitched his ass off too. For the Guardians, he gave up 2 unearned runs with AKs in the second half of the season. He's been as good as anyone. So it goes to show you this whole draft profile thing. And I know, Vinny, you're more inclined to, you know, star bleep the guys that are the five stars. That was a ninth round draft pick. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, I was with Jeremy. How did the Scots miss this guy? He started 101 in the eighth inning of a playoff game. Ninth round draft pick.
Late developers. Some guys develop quicker than others.
Yeah, where do you get 6 miles on your fastball or whatever it was? I mean, he's pumping heat.
Yeah. Well, because they get drafted at 18, Bob, you know, and those kids.
Them phenoms, like Dylan Bundy was a phenom of all phenoms, and he had arm problems, unfortunately. But Tarik Skubal doing what he had to do. Also, you know, I guess I doomed him, Nolan, by hoping that they would win the Padres. They lose 3-1 to the Cubs there. Another entertaining game for sure. Left field was Gavin Sheets from Baltimore, Larry's son. Center field, Jackson Merrill, Severna Park. Not to mention Ryan O'Hearn, Manny Machado, and a bunch of other Oriole ties there. But Chicago, they get game one. And then in the 6 o'clock window, Max Fried was dealing. And then Aaron Boone took him out of the game. And then Aaron Boone went to the bullpen. And then this happened.
Yoshida sends one to center field. Raffaello's going to come in. Sogard to the plate. Masayoshida delivers. And Boston now leads it 2-1 as they get to the bullpen and Luke Weaver.
3-1 was the final score because, Alex Bregman, he's used to this postseason stuff. He had a double, drove in a run. How about Aroldis Chapman get out of bases loaded, nobody out, jam in the bottom of the ninth?
No.
How about that? He teased him. He goes, here you go. Hey, come on. Come on, Giancarlo Stanton. Come
I get thought some it was extra hilarious because you could just see it in everybody's face in the stadium. All the Yankees fans, they get that leadoff hit. A little bit of a sigh of relief because Chapman's been fantastic this year.
Brilliant.
Then the next guy gets on. You're like, oh my God, we're going to do this. That's what all the fans are saying. Three guys on, no outs. Everyone's already practically celebrating. They're thinking we're getting payback for this guy who blew a couple games against the Astros when he was with us.
Yep.
We're finally getting our deserved payback. Nope. Yanked right out from under him.
Gets out of the jam, gets the win. Boston up 1-0. Garrett Crochet, by the way, he retired 17 straight as he was dominant in his performance. So that guy, he's kind of a stud. Orioles could have traded for him, but it is what it is. And then late last night, if you missed it, Dodgers hit 5 home runs, 2 each from Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez. Tommy Edman went deep. Blake Snell, another big-ticket free agent pitcher. He goes 7 strong to pick up the win with 9 strikeouts, so the Dodgers are up. There. We'll talk about the Terps of Washington in a couple of minutes here with Jeff Berman from InsideMDSports.com. A couple of things to get into this day in sports history. It is October 1st, believe it or not.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
2 years ago in Cleveland, Lamar Jackson threw two to Mark Andrews, ran for two. Ravens blow out the Browns, 28-3. Thriller in Manila, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, three. Ali wins, TKO 14th, as Eddie Futch refused to let Joe Frazier come out for the 15th round. It was in the Philippines. Carlos Padilla was the referee. It was like a bazillion degrees. 50 years ago today, both fighters were past their prime, no longer at the height of their powers, but put together, arguably to this day, the greatest heavyweight championship fight of all time. And sadly, we have to end whip around with passages. Zeke Marshall, Baltimore kid, 1990. Baltimore Sun High School Basketball Player of the Year at St. Paul's, went to Cornell, where he played for 4 years, passed away at the age of 52 due to cancer. And Lawrence Mote, all-time leading scorer at Syracuse, Archbishop Carroll, 53 years old, found dead in his home. Maryland was on him like a cheap suit. And we'll talk more about this with Keith Cavanaugh on Friday. Had him, but could not get in admissions-wise. Wound up going to Syracuse, where he was a brilliant player for the Orangemen at the time. Now the Orange. I remember seeing Gary Williams opening day 1991, Nolan. Memorial Stadium, last home opener for the Orioles there. And I said, Gary, of course I had a beer in my hand, maybe two. Are we getting Moten and Marshall, Donyell? He goes, yep. And neither one could get admitted. Donyell Marshall went to UConn, where he became an All-American, and Moten went to Syracuse, where he became the all-time leading scorer in the history of the program. So rest in peace to both of those hardwood legends. We'll come back, talk about the current day Terps with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. Talk to Nolan, get your phone calls. You're going to join us, everybody. News from the Nest Style. Get in at 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.